I feel the vibrations along the web against my legs. A sudden jerking, maybe 100 feet away. Today's meal? I wait a few moments, letting the prey struggle and become more entrapped in the webbing. Once the frantic vibrations have lessened, I slowly crawl along my web. A human male. This is always my favorite dish. They seem to arrive more frequently now. The dungeon above has tales of great treasure, so they don their adorable little armors and weapons, and bravely venture forth in the name of fortune and glory. They need to look down more often, though. I see that he has landed on his back. The webbing has encased both his arms and legs from his thrashing attempts to escape. I slowly approach him, letting his poor visibility finally take me in. He responds with shock and fear. They always do. I am, after all, a spider queen. Above the waist, I have the appearance of a beautiful human female with purplish skin. But below the waist, I have the legs and abdomen of a giant spider. He lets out a yell and says something in a strange human language. Perhaps a plea to his deity. It is best to try and calm him. It makes the ending that much more delicious. I start slowly sliding my hands up and down over the human part of my body. I'm not a mammal, but I have large, full orbs that hang from my upper chest to simulate the appearance of human breasts. I let my hands squeeze them and rub over the dark purple knobs that would look like nipples to a human male. I notice he stops shouting then and just stares open-mouthed at my beauty. I sway my upper torso slowly left and right as I run my hands up through my hair and tilt my head back, arching my back to let the dim light cascade over my voluptuous curves. I look down at him and see that he is transfixed by the human half of my body. I slowly approach him and lower my upper torso down next to him, caressing his cheek with my hand. I run my fingers through his hair, as if he were a pet. I softly grasp the back of his head and lift it so that he is smothered between the large orbs of my chest, my breasts. I run the soft fullness of my breasts over his face and feel his warm breath against them. Sometimes, males even try to suckle from my nipples, and I let them. It seems to excite them for some strange reason. This one is even kissing and licking all over my breasts. How adorable. I look down his body and see that my seductive labors have borne fruit. A bulge has grown from below his waist. Now for one last play. I remove the leather glove on his right hand and lift my breasts off his face, seeing him gasp from his arousal. Looking intensely into his eyes, I lower my face to his hand and slowly take his thumb into my mouth. Of course, my mouth is nothing like a human female's mouth. I have no teeth and no tongue, merely a hot, sticky orifice that constrict around my prey and suck long and hard to remove their body's juices. The lips of my mouth are dark red in color, and they form a continuous O-shaped tube that I can close around my prey's appendage, never letting it go as it presses firmly over their tender skin. Looking into his eyes with my own, I just let my head slowly bob up and down, with his thumb in my mouth. Let him feel just how tight my lips can constrict him, and the inside of my mouth starts sucking at his thumb, feeling the blood in it start to throb. His eyes widen like saucers and his mouth gapes open, and I can see that he understands the meaning of this. Very good. I look down and see the bulge in his pants strain desperately against its confines. Yes, it is time to begin feeding. I move my body back to his waist with expert precision, cut around the webbing and his clothing surrounding his groin. I do this with the sharp end of one of my spider legs, and he is frightened to once again notice this part of my body. Not frightened enough to lose his erection, though. As his swollen member sticks straight up after being released from its confines. How delicious it looks. How helpless. I move my head slowly down until my lips are a mere inch from the head of his shaft. And then I move my gaze to look directly up at his face, which is staring back at me with expectancy and fear. Not breaking eye contact with him, I slowly descend my lips over his helpless cock. I do so love the feel of all of it in my mouth, feeling it twitch and throb, hearing the sounds you make as my mouth constricts and sucks and coddles your organ within me. What helpless whimpers you make. You sound like a helpless, trapped animal indeed. That is what you are. I release a sticky secretion from the tight tunnel that is my mouth. It's like webbing, and it laces all over your cock. As my head slowly goes up and down over your throbbing penis, the webbing coats all over it, creating more and more friction on your quivering shaft. I even take my mouth and suck your seed sac into it. Coating that with webbing, too. Now, when I go back to your cock, the webbing from my mouth also pulls and tugs at that sac behind it, massaging it and gripping it. My mouth up and down, feeling you submit to me. I taste the first drops of your seed out of the head of your penis, and I give an incredibly strong suck. You let out a yell at the force of it, and already that little bit of seed juice has been swallowed by me. I hear you gasp in shock. You may have had a human woman suck your organ for pleasure, but you have never felt anything like what I just did to you. The head of your cock tingles all over from the force of it. I lovingly move up and down, up and down. Another drop. Suck. Oh, I suck it up so hard, and you yell again. Poor little baby. Poor little boy. There's no escape for you now, little one. I can see you are beginning to understand your fate. I will not stop until I have sucked everything from you. Not just from your seed sack, but every bit of fluid from your entire body. Another drop. Oh, yes. So delicious. You are getting frantic now, trying hard to escape. But there is no escape, little one. So many creatures have fallen into my web, but none are strong enough to break out of my webbing. More fluid. Yes, so delicious you are. You are crying now. You are begging. I do so love to hear them beg. Oh, I can feel your seed sack begin to pull up into your body. That means you are getting close now. Close to erupting all of your seed down my throat. I do so love to hear them scream when they do that. Their eruption lasts so much longer than with a human woman, because my sucking takes everything out of that sack. Everything, little one, out of you. Oh, even though you will die, you will die knowing an ecstasy that no man can ever feel with a human woman. Even though I will suck every last drop of fluid from your body, the pleasure will be just as great as the pain. So much so that you won't mind giving me everything. You won't mind giving it all to me, little one. You will wish that the sucking could go on forever and ever, and it will feel like that. It takes almost 30 minutes to suck all the fluid from a body such as yours. Do you know what a 30-minute orgasm feels like? it will feel like forever. And the screams of your ecstasy will echo off my chamber walls, making such sweet music with the sounds of my sucking. So yummy, my little one. Yes, my pet. Oh, it is time. Your whole body is shivering, quaking, so ready to empty itself into me. Such a good boy you are. Isn't it nice to know, at the end of it all, that you're a good boy? Oh, so many tears and so much weeping from you. So much weeping from your penis into my mouth. Now I shall deliver you, my good boy, my little pet, my little meal. Increasing the speed slowly but surely, I suck. Increasing the intensity slowly but surely, I suck. Bobbing my head up and down, up and down. Yes, it is time to erupt, little one. It is time, as I suck and suck and suck and suck and suck and suck. And suck, and suck, and suck. And suck, and suck,